your say. 1-300-872-911. Macca's Talking Cans. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland. On 846 4CA.
24-211, the talk number 1-300-872-911. We've got Janice on the line in Cairns. Hello, Janice.
Yeah, good morning, John. Just going to talk about a drama of returning money to an account. My son mistakenly transferred money into my account, and then I had to return it. Okay. So I'm with the credit union, which has closed their doors in Cairns, but the post office is their agent, and his account is a Commonwealth Bank account. So I went to the post office to draw the money out and deposit it into his account. Yeah. But because I didn't have his card, I couldn't deposit it. So then they told me to go to the bank. So I went to the bank at Earlville, and I was in the line, and because I'm not a Commonwealth Bank customer, I can't see the teller. I have to use a machine. And then I had to use my mobile phone to get a verification code.
Oh, no.
And then it comes to... Yeah, then it comes to depositing the money, and I wanted to deposit $1,500, and there's a limit of $1,000 that you can deposit.
Are you serious? In a
I
bank,
am
a
serious.
Bank. You're putting money in a bank, and they've knocked you back because it's too much.
I was standing in a bank.
No.
I'm in my 80s. I'm on a walker. Now I've got to go back and deposit the other $500. I said, can I do it in two lots? They said, no, you can only do the one transaction in the day.
Oh, the world's gone crazy, Cotillion. This is just outrageous what's happening with our banking community.
I know.
They just don't provide service anymore because, no, what a dirty way to have transactions actually handling cash.
Yeah,
what a load of bunkum this is.
Yeah, but I couldn't even see a teller because I wasn't a Commonwealth Bank customer.
Yeah. But, you know, oh, no, $1,500, that? No, that's too much for us to handle. I mean...
$1,000.
But isn't there any sort of control panel when it comes to banks across Australia that they must provide a minimum level of service to citizens? Obviously not.
Well, no, obviously not. I was shocked. Oh. I didn't think you could stand in a bank and be refused to deposit more than $1,000.
Not a king's ransom anymore, $1,000. It might have been back in, I don't know, the 30s and 40s and 50s or what, but it's not a huge amount of money. Oh, look, this is just pathetic.
I know, it's ridiculous,
it is,
isn't
it? Pathetic.
Yeah, so I sent my son a text and said, this is a murder threat.
Isn't it funny? Because I remember going to school, and what were we taught at school? Oh, the Commonwealth Bank is going to give you a cute little tin bank. You know, it's in the form of a bank, and it looked like you had a little bank on your desk or something, and you could put 2 shillings in a week or whatever it used to be. And it was a really big deal. And do you know what? Everyone who had one of those stayed with the Commonwealth for decades and decades and decades. They remained loyal to the Commonwealth Bank. It was like an arm of the government, and you had loyalty to Australia, so you looked at the Commonwealth Bank. And now they're turning their backs on us, on a generation or several, 2 generations or 3 generations of loyal supporters.
So that's what happened. But the other thing too, John, like the post office is an agent for the credit union, which it doesn't open here in Cairns anymore, and with the Commonwealth Bank. But because I didn't have his card, I had all the numbers, they couldn't deposit that money into his account. It's gone crazy.
Where the bloody hell do you go for service these days? It's awful.
Well, I know. So I've got to pack up my walker and my car again and go back down to the shopping centre to bank the other $500.
Just awful. You know, you don't rate anymore because you're only a human being. Seriously,
exactly.
This is how they think. Oh, it's awful. I really appreciate this contribution because it alerts us all. We've got to dig
That's what I just wanted to know. I didn't have a clue was happening.
We've just got to dig our heels in. That's what we've got to do.
Yes.
I really appreciate this, and thank you for this call. Very, very interesting. Right. That's Janice on the line over at Warree.